So, Mark, you mentioned that your wife is Japanese.
That's right.
Okay, and how long have you been married?
We finally got married in April of 1998, but it took us a while to get to that stage.
Okay. Well, what's it like being in an international marriage?
I really enjoy it. There are different challenges. I think any marriage's got challenges, and just having different cultures and different backgrounds and different languages, despite the fact we both speak both our first languages. There are just different challenges, but that makes it fun.
Now, you said that your wife speaks to you in Japanese and you speak to her in English?
No, it's 50-50 really. It really depends on what we're talking about. If we're watching an English movie or something on TV in English, we'll speak in English. If we're reading the Japanese newspaper and we find something interesting, we'll probably speak in Japanese.
Okay. Well, actually, how did you meet?
Through my roommate, no, my roommates in Japan, how many years ago now? Probably about 15 years ago,
Wow, it's a while
introduced
back.
us. Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's cool. Is there anything that's hard about having an international marriage?
I suppose it means that you're always away from one person's family. I suppose that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
So I'm in Japan now, so I'm a long way from my family. When we lived in New Zealand before, my wife was a long way from her family.
Oh, that's tough. That is tough. So, how long did you live together in New Zealand?
We were there for about 4 years, I
Oh.
think. 98, 2000, 97. Yeah, approximately 4 years in New Zealand.
Now, have you lived in any other countries together?
No, not together. It's either been Japan or New Zealand.
Do you have any plans on which country you're going to settle in?
No, that sounds very permanent to me.
So, you never know.
Never know.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark.
Okay.